vase.
And the three things that you eat with are?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
And you might say after a meal, you have to do what to the dishes?
Wash them.
And then after you wash them, then to get the soap off, you have to?
Rinse them.
And what do you call the cloth thing that they use to dry dishes? A rag or whatever.
Drying rag, I guess.
And what do you call what you wash your face with?
Wash rag.
And when you take a bath, you dry off with a
towel.
And out of sink, the water comes out of a
faucet.
And on the outside of the house, it's called a
faucet.
And, I don't know, people used to buy sugar and things from it would come in a big wooden
keg or barrel.
And,
I've never seen it now, I'm not that old.
No, I know that. I haven't either, but I've heard that. and what people would use to make horses go faster when they're.
A whip.
And if you buy fruit or something at the store, the grocer might put it in a
poke.
And very good.
And tote it.
Yeah, very good. Yes. I was going to ask you that too. And what do you call it? A rough kind of a bag, like potatoes and things.
Toe sack.
And now, do you remember people ever taking corn to a grist mill?
Yeah, yes, I can. I can remember going with Dad.
You can remember that? Do you remember the what they call the amount of corn they might take at a time?
No.
No. Now, when people carry washing out to hang it up on the line, they might carry it in a
basket.
And now I know you're not this old, but now I know this, so you probably what runs around a barrel to hold the staves in place. Metal.
Hook, I guess.
Right. And what do you put in the top of a bottle?
Cork, stopper.
And a musical instrument they play like this.
French harp.
And the one that they pluck is called a
juice harp.
And people pound nails with
hammer.
And now I don't know if you know this. On a wagon, do you know anything about a wagon?
A little.
The part that goes up between the two horses is the
tongue.
Yeah, you know that. But I bet you don't know on a buggy what the horses go up in between.
Shafts.
Pretty good. Do you know on a wagon the thing that the horse pulls on is called a
double tree. One horse, it's a single tree.
If a person had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you might say he was doing what to the wood? He was
hauling it.
And what do people used to break ground with in a spring?
Turning plow.
And then after it's plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Disc.
And is that the same thing as a harrow?
No.
And what's the difference?
The disc will break it up finer, and then you run the harrow. That's what we always do. Over it to smooth it out. Kind of fill in the holes. The harrow is kind of a flat thing about the size of my bed and has little finger sticks down it to fill it out.
Like if you wanted to straighten your hair, you'd use a comb and a
brush.
And the leather thing that they used to sharpen straight razors on.
Is a razor strap.
And ammunition that you would put into a rifle or a shotgun.